have really gotten it together. We're so proud of you. All right, let's get started. Who wants to guess my weight? Go. Okay, I need a suggestion. I'm not gonna cheat. Supercars?
Traveling.
Okay. Supercars and traveling.
Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan is my dad. I can't express to you enough. If I needed someone to play my father in a show about my family and my life, there's no one else to do it but Joe Rogan. They look alike. I think they're similar in size. My dad's been shrinking with age. So I feel like that would be on point. I don't know. The only difference, I don't know Joe, to be honest with you, but I also don't know my dad. So next.
High school sports.
Ooh, high school sports. Boxing. Okay, so I still play my high school sport. It's hard not to do jokes, and I don't want to trick you. Do you know what I mean? But I do have jokes about my high school sport because I still play. Does anybody here? The sport is field hockey. Does anybody here play field hockey? Okay, a lot of homophobes. I do play field hockey still to this day. I'm recovering from an eye injury. I was playing probably like 3 weeks ago and I got, this is my first stitches. Can you see them? Right here?
Yeah.
Look. Get closer.
No.
What if I did the classic grandpa, like, okay, but yeah, this is still healing. I've never gotten stitches in my life. I made it this far to 26. But it's all back together. Anyway, when I got off the field, so we were playing like half field, but you know what field hockey is, right? You play with a stick. Yes. One side's flat, one side's curved. You have to get really low to eat all the pussy. Okay. That is a joke of mine. I'm so sorry. All right. So we're playing with the boards because we're playing half. And my friend Christina passed it off the boards. I went to receive it, and it popped up in my face. And then the ball, which is like hard plastic, hit my eye. And it hurt, but I didn't think it was that bad. I was going to, like, sort of Draymond Green it, you know what I mean? Be like, oh, like, make it look worse, hopefully get a penalty or something. And then I was covered in my own blood. I was like, ah, that was realer than I thought. And then, of course, I was coming off the field being a woman. I was like, I'm so sorry. This is my fault. And my friends were like, we don't know why you were apologizing, but you kept apologizing as you were bleeding all over yourself. And, I had a lot of friends who wanted to hurt the person that hurt me, and again, it was me. I did it. It popped up off my own stick. Okay. I'm trying to think of any other high school sports I played. Oh, I mean, I did a little track. I did the long jump, but I mean, the numbers would be abysmal if we compared them to an Olympians. Do you know what I mean? It's probably like how they just jump over a puddle is how far I was with all my strength. I also did high jump. It's getting more and more embarrassing as I keep talking. I think I tried to run. I tried everything, okay, before I quit track and field, just to be clear. I tried the mile, and I remember packing snacks in my underwear. It was an orange slice. And do you remember that power gel, the fuel that tasted like, did anybody remember power gel? It probably still exists, but it was like vanilla and you like squirt it in your mouth, like jizz. And I remember, like, if you think about it now, it's like four laps, isn't it?
Yeah.
What a fucking, I mean, it's not that hard. I treated it like I was out for days. Like writing a letter to my mom, like, hopefully I'll be back before dusk. The real problem was that we had an hour for lunch at my school in Ohio. We could go anywhere we wanted. I mean, there wasn't much to get into, but I went to Taco Bell. So I just, you know, carb up at lunch on Taco Bell, prep for the mile, pack snacks. And guess what I did after I finished the mile? I barfed, yeah, 100%. I barfed everywhere. But I remember packing orange slices, the power gel, and then it all came up. You look so confused about my choices. I also did try running the 100. I do remember that. And or maybe it was like the 200, whatever, half or a sprinty thing. But in the blocks, I was maybe, who would have been holding the blocks for the first runner? The last leg? I don't know. I just remember holding someone's blocks while they took off. Then I picked them up, and without thinking, I just turned in, and I clotheslined the girl who was in the lane next to me. The parents turned on me from the other school. I could. They yelled at me. I couldn't go back, and that's why I don't have an education. Okay. You said supercars earlier. Like super heroes, but cars? Or like... Okay. You mean like Ferraris and stuff. Okay. Sure. So like, is that your personality or... No. Do you have one or it's just more of a wish?
No, I don't.
Okay, so you don't care about cars?
A little bit.
Okay, so what if I told you I drove a Volvo? How does that make you feel?
Reliable.
Okay.
Old reliable.
Yeah, I drive a Volvo. It's not a funny story, but I did get it for a road trip. And this is when you should really listen to your instincts. Again, more of a cautionary tale, what I'm about to get into. I was driving alone up the coast, and it was like October 2020 is when I bought it. And I was driving up to Seattle to see my friends. And a cop in front of me dodged something on the highway and then just left it for me. and it hit my tire, blew it out, and I had to like pull over because it was like... So then I did press the Volvo on call. And as I'm waiting, an unmarked white van pulls up behind me. And I'm like, well, that couldn't be an official Volvo on call vehicle. But, I'm too much, I don't know, like my little antennas were sort of going off, but this guy, he comes up very quickly to my window, and he's like, roll down your window, I'll help your thing. I'll help you flip your tire. He's like, pop your trunk, and I just pop the trunk. He's working faster than anybody's ever worked to fix a tire for someone. I get my knife. And I'm like, maybe it was a bad idea to open the back of my car for a strange man in an unmarked large white van enough to carry me and all my bones and skin. So thank goodness the tow truck driver pulled up as he's like quickly, I'm sorry, this is not funny, I got the light. as he's quickly changing my tire, the semi or whatever, the truck pulls up on the highway. And cops had already driven by. One of them pulled over and did say, like, are you okay? And I said, yeah, the semi's coming. And then cue the white van. Probably working for the cops. No, okay. But he's changing my tire, the semi pulls up. That is when I quickly get out of my car and run back to the semi. And I pop up, I go on the inside, obviously, because cars are like zoom, zoom, zoom. And I go around on this side and I pop my head up on his passenger side window. And there's a chihuahua there that was doing what I was trying to do earlier, like, and I was like, ah! The driver is so mad at me because he's like, what, you just called your friends to help you? I go, I don't know those men. He goes, holy shit. And he gets out of his car, and as he starts walking towards the car, those guys get in their car and leave. So was I about to get murdered, raped, and eaten? I don't know. Thank God I made it to Just for Laughs Toronto. I feel like we should bring Jeremiah back up here. Maybe he'll veer away from the murder stuff. Good to see you again.
Yeah, great to see you, Belle.
I missed you.
I know. It's been like 10 minutes.
Oh, my God.
What else we got? What other suggestions we got? Were you good at coloring inside the lines as a kid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. keeps the monsters at bay, really. Oh, I colored in the lines real hard.
Uh-huh. Yeah. My wife got some adult coloring books for stress. Yeah. And that was the first time when I was married to her where I was like, am I going to be okay? That was the first was it's like, is this a red flag? It's like, am I about to be on one of those snapped murder shows? Yeah. Like that, like this is how she gets it out of her system. It's just like, he just hasn't been doing the dishes recently. Just like, and then it goes a little bit.
Jeremiah, pass me the blue.
That's violent, Jeremiah. I'm sorry.
Bring me my stencils.
What else we got?
Cranberry farming.
Cocktail.
What was this one?
Cranberry farming.
Farming.
Ocean spray. I mean, is there anything hotter than a man in waiters? You know what I mean? Is there room for two in those waiters? I don't know. Are cranberries good raw? Cranberry in the raw.
Cranberries in the raw. I mean, it's one of those things where...
Would you pick one and eat it out of the ocean?
I would
Look,
love
we
if that's
gotta
a...
get the jokes in now because I talked about almost getting murdered.
I would love, like, just based off those commercials, like, that's where they're picked. It's just, like, through splashes of water, you know? It's just, like, grabbing them out of there. I can't help
it. I mean, are there animals in the ocean that eat the cranberries?
I mean, maybe some sea urchins or something. I don't really know.
Have you ever tried sea urchin?
No, have you?
I did recently, yeah.
Wow.
It was, I wanted to pretend to like it, but I didn't. Yeah. Everyone's like, "Oh, you tried uni?" I'm like, "Yeah, it was ewy." I'm so sorry about that one.
That one just came out.
Okay, but I'm just saying it was on a waffle, and I was like, "Just give me the waffle."
Sea urchin on a waffle? Okay, that sounds like most hipster restaurant ever.
Here's the thing.
We do things a little different here. Anytime somebody prefaces that, like at the restaurant, hey, welcome to this restaurant. We do things a little different here. You got to be a little afraid of what's about to come on your plate.
It was sea urchin on a waffle.
Have you ever had a cranberry in the raw? Like just straight, like off the stem?
Not that I recall.
Because I can't help. It's just one of those things where that fruit, like I've heard it so many times over the years where I can't help of... But not, I can't help but not think of UTIs when I hear cranberries.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
I thought that's of my men and waiters. You thought of urinary tract infections?
Yeah, because that's the only, hello.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that's supposed to help.
Like, it's just like kind of a symbol. Like, if it's in my fridge at my place, I'm like, oh, do I have a dirty dick and I and I did this to my wife?
Are you?
Like I never think like it's her and I'm like, am I doing something wrong on my end if I see the cranberry juice?
I would like
fridge?
To answer for her. Yeah. Yeah, so is you. You're the problem.
Good to know. I guess I shouldn't name my balls Ocean Splash or
It's got a tart taste. I don't know what it does.
The balls or the cranberry? Hey!
Ayo!
Ayo!
No, but yeah, I think, I guess I didn't realize that, I've always felt like a dirty dick causes, I guess you're right, UTIs.
Right?
And yeast infections.
Yeah.
It's important for you guys to clean it too, obviously.
Yeah.
But we're like a wet cave. Like you can't just throw anything in there, it'll grow. That's what I call it, the old wet cave.
And I call mine the dry corn dog. It needs to be a little bit more mustard on it, you know what I'm saying? Let's grab another suggestion. What's that?
Birthday sex.
Thank you,
birthday
ma'am. Thank you.
Sex.
Birthday sex.
I don't know, I'm usually too full.
Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. I think your relationship is in trouble if you are looking forward to your birthday to have sex. If it's not like on the regular, if it's not like an assumed thing that you're gonna have sex on your birthday, I think that it's like, who's ready for that birthday blowjob? It's like, oh, this relationship might be in trouble.
Right. You gotta just spring it on them when they're least expecting it. Like dance recital blowjob and
PTA blowjob.
Yeah. I don't have kids, just to be clear.
I mean, I think that is a huge difference between men and women as far as like the surprise factor. If you surprise a guy, like I think that he'll be like, I mean, I guess. But like if you like really try to surprise a woman too much, it's like it becomes scary.
Right. Well, I mean, okay. Like if you woke up, first of all, I just thought of Ace Ventura and the Shark Tank when he's like, whoa! You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just so we're all clear. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, okay, so you would be cool if you woke up to your dick getting sucked.
I'd be like,
Okay, but think about how that's...
Is it my birthday?
I just have to think about how it would start. Like, you're sleeping, but you're not on your side. You're on your back. And then I just put... like a little pile of skin in my mouth until it gets hard. Like, or would you have a boner in the middle of the night and then I'd be like, well, now's the time.
Well, sometimes as men, we get like pee boners in the middle of the night and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, I mean, if you...
So maybe there's a little snack inside.
That's what I'm
not into drinking pee, to be clear. I just...
She doesn't have kids. She's not into drinking pee.
I like fucking at children's recitals is what I said. No, I'm just kidding.
I like the idea of letting your significant other know, like, come on, there's a snack in there.
Can you imagine if I was like, I've hidden a snack somewhere inside my body. If I put like a mini Snickers up in my hoot and was like... trick or treat.
And you're like, hungry? Why wait? Guys, keep it going for best selling.